declared, abruptly returning from his thoughts. "Then taking Ms. Vidal to the palace is a deadly mistake." Fonseca spun around.
"What did you say?"
"I don't know who is giving you orders now, sir," Langdon said. "But if the prince truly wants to keep his fiancée safe, then I suggest you listen to me very carefully." He paused, his tone intensifying. "Edmund Kirsch was murdered to keep his discovery from going public, and whoever silenced him will stop at nothing to make sure that job is finished."
"It's finished already," Fonseca scoffed. "Edmund is dead."
"But his discovery is not," Langdon replied. "Edmund's presentation is very much alive and can still be released to the world."
"Which is why you came to his apartment," Diaz ventured. "Because you believe you can launch it."
"Precisely," Langdon replied. "And that has made us targets. I don't know who manufactured the media statement claiming Ambra was kidnapped, but it was clearly someone desperate to stop us. So if you were part of that group, the people trying to bury Edmund's discovery forever, then you should simply toss Ms. Vidal and myself out of this helicopter right now while you still can." Ambra stared at Langdon, wondering if he'd lost his mind. "However," Langdon continued, "if your sworn duty as a Guardia Real agent is to protect the royal family, including the future Queen of Spain, then you need to realize there is no more dangerous place for Ms. Vidal right now than a palace that just issued a public statement that almost got her killed." Langdon reached into his pocket and extracted an elegantly embossed linen note card. "I suggest you take her to the address at the bottom of this card." Fonseca took the card and studied it, his brow furrowing.
"That's ridiculous."
"There is a security fence around the entire property," Langdon said. "Your pilot